Shalom Aleichem, everybody. This is the first shiur which I'm recording for the Kitchener website, the website of the Kitchener Yeshiva. I hope in the course of time we'll get to know each other through this website. Maybe there can be some give and take in some form or another. But this is an exciting moment for me. It's the first of the shiurim which I hope to put on the site. Now, it's just before Rosh Hashanah. And so let's discuss a little bit the Yontov, because I think that there's quite a lot that is sort of subsurface in the day. We all know that it's a Yom HaDin, we all know the mitzvahs of Tkiyas Shofar, we know that it's part of the Aseres Yomei Tshuva, and all that is of course correct, but I think that we are able, without going into anything beyond the pshat of the psukim, we can make the psukim and the Torah yield some very, very significant insights into the Yontov. So let's learn a little bit of Chumash together. And again, I welcome you to the Yeshiva of Kishinev site. If while you're there, you feel like making a donation to the Yeshiva, that would certainly be beautiful. But that's not the point of this year. Let's go and see what we can do to try and understand Rosh Hashanah a little bit more profoundly than perhaps we have done in the past. And again, it's really only simply a matter of learning the psukim in the Torah carefully and lovingly, so that we can understand what it is exactly that they are telling us. Now, the pasuk in Emor, which introduces Rosh Hashanah, is Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Leimar, Daber b'nei Yisrael Leimar, v'chodesh ha-shvi'i, v'echod l'chodesh, first of Tishri, yir lochem shabboson, it should be a yontef for you, zichron teruo mikro kodesh. That is the introduction of Rosh Hashanah, and that is all that the Torah tells us about Rosh Hashanah, except next pasuk says, Kam melech zavoy delay sasu, but something to identify the day as a specific day. All that we hear is that it is a zichron teruo. So we know what a teruo is. A teruo is a shofar blast. So zichron teruo would be a memory generated through a shofar blast. And that is what the Torah says, is this Yontov on the first day of Tishrei. Now, there's a whole lot of mysteries surrounding this Yontov, because the Torah does not identify anything. All the other Yomim Tovim, we can understand. Pesach comes 15th of Nisan, which is the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos comes either on the day or immediately close to the day of Matan Torah, so it's the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Sukkot, although it's not precisely associated with the 15th of Tishrei, but we know what it's all about. We're celebrating the Hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way he looked after us in the Midbar. But Rosh Hashanah, we don't know anything about. I mean, we know about because we're Yidden. But as far as the Chumash is concerned, what the Torah tells us, why? What suddenly happened on the first of Tishrei? The Torah doesn't give us a hint of what happened. It just says, on the first day of the seventh month, you should have a Yontov on which a memory should be stimulated through the shofar blast. But it doesn't tell us anything about the Yom. Now, Chazal do tell us that. Chazal tell us that it's the day of the creation of Odom HaRishon. That means that the first of Tishrei is the anniversary of the Friday of creation, Hayom Haras Olam. So that makes sense and tells us why the Yontov is on that day. But we have to remember that the Torah does not mention that. That's a Mesorah of Chazal, but the Torah does not indicate that Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of Odom HaRishon. Second of all, it doesn't tell us anything that it's a Yom of Din. It's a Yom HaZikoron. We say in Tefillah Taka, Yom HaZikoron. We don't even mention it with the word Mishpat. Now, the Ramban points out that Zikoron means Mishpat. Now, it doesn't mean that the only meaning of Zikoron is Mishpat, because we find Zikoron in other contexts also. But again, we have to ask ourselves, without the Ramban, we wouldn't have known that when we read the Pasuk. So what message is the Pasuk supposed to be giving us? Why suddenly, in the middle of nowhere, as it were, does the Torah tell us to celebrate a Yontov? And it doesn't even tell us what the nature of the Yontov is. It just says that it's a day on which our memory will be projected to the Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyochel through shofar blasts. But why? And why shofar blasts? And how do shofarblasts accomplish a zikaron? That means any of the details which we might need and which we might value in order to have an idea of what the yom is really about, the Torah is strangely silent about that. Now, just to get that out of the way, why the Torah doesn't mention specifically in such a way that anybody could understand it, that it's a yom of mishpat. Torah doesn't do that. Why not? The truth is that the Maral discusses that, and he discusses it together with Shruas, because Shruas is also a problem for us, really, when we look in Chumash, because it's a Zman Matan Teresenu. Ask any Cheder Yengel and he'll tell you that it's a Zman Matan Teresenu, and it is. It comes either on the day, depends on the dates of the month, 6, 7, 8, not Nagea now, 5, 6, 7. It's not Nagea to us at this point, but what is Nagea to us is the Torah doesn't tell us anything that Shavuos has any bearing on Zman Matan Teresenu. There's not a single remez anywhere that it's the Zman Matan Teresenu. Again, it's the Kabbalah of Chazal, that is the underlying simcha of the day, but the Torah doesn't say it. Maral says that the Ribbono Shel Olam Kviyochol was reticent. He didn't feel able to tell us Yidden, listen, I've got a day of judgment and I've got a day of Matan Torah, make a yontif. Why? Because who wants to make a yontif on a day of judgment? Anybody who's ever had a ticket and has to go to court knows that going to court is not something which would stimulate a great amount of joy. Why should I make a yontif on the day when Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefonav, the Mishpat of the Ribbono Shel Olam is a serious moment. Why make a yontif of it? Also Shavuos. Strange as it sounds to us, the Ribbono Shel Olam was afraid Ki'ilu to say, look, make a yontif when I'm giving you the Torah. The Torah is an extremely heavy and demanding yoke. It's an oil. How can the Ribbono Shel Olam tell us, look, I'm giving you an enormous yoke, which is going to keep you busy 24 hours a day, every single day, with hundreds of mitzvahs to doing this and doing that and doing the other. This is a very difficult yoke to bear. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I can't tell you to make a yontif. Both by Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, the Ribbono Shel Olam hoped that our good Jewish sense should tell us, wow, this Yom HaDin is something very wonderful for us. Let's make a yontif. It's a great, great thing for us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is interested sufficiently in us to give us a Yom HaDin. And the Torah, we found out by ourselves that Torah Hashem Tumim Mishivas Nafesh, Eidus Hashem Nemone Machkimas Pesi, Pikudi Hashem Yeshorim Esam Chelev, that we found out. And therefore we, on our initiative, understand that that is the nature of the Yontif of Shavuos. But the Torah doesn't tell it to us. Oh, good. So now we know that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. But we still don't know where the Torah, or what method the Torah uses in teaching that to us. In fact, when we see the words, V'achechad l'chodesh yilochem shavar son, zichron teruah, we don't know what it means. What does zichron teruah mean? What kind of a memory is that? Is that a threatening memory? Is it a happy memory? It's just, it doesn't say anything. And if we would really have only this posuk to tell us something about Rosh Hashanah, we would be woefully underinformed, because it really doesn't tell us anything about Rosh Hashanah. Not something that we can handle. At the Pshuta Shel Mikra level, remembrance stimulated by Truah means very little to us. So really the only way that is open to us to understand what the Torah means over here is that if we find another mokum in the Torah, another pasha in the Torah, where the Torah makes clear what it means, so then we're in good shape. Then we can figure out that whatever it means over there, it will also mean over here. Now, of course, we do have such a pasha, which is the pasha of the Chatzotzreis in Baal Yisro, when Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to make himself two silver chatzotzreis. So what does it say over there towards the end of that pasha? It says as follows. V'chisavayu milchomo ba'atzachem, when a war will come into your land, al hatzor atzoyresrem, and you have to fight against your enemies, what do I want you to do? V'harei oisem b'chatzotzreis. I want you to blow truas on these trumpets, and you will be remembered by the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'noishantem me'oyvechem, and that is going to cause that you shall be saved from your enemies. Oh, so we see already a very important thing. Just parenthetically, chatzotzos and shofar go together. They're both mitzvahs of blowing, and the Beis HaMikdash, they were blown together, the shofar and the chatzotzos. The actual halachos now don't concern us so much at this point, but suffice to say that chatzotzos and shofar, well, by definition, they're both ways of blowing, wind instruments to make a sound. So we do see that somehow, if we blow a trua during the war, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam will suddenly remember us. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. I'm using remember, although the English word remember doesn't really fit to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It didn't forget, but let's not get bogged down on those issues. So v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, you'll be remembered by the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'nashantem me'oyvechem, and you're going to be saved from your enemies. So we see that a zikoron, what kind of zikoron do we want to generate when we blow those truas during a war? Obviously a zikoron which will remember the Ribbono Shel Olam, which will remind the Ribbono Shel Olam that he loves us, that he cares for us. That is what we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to do, and we do that by blowing the shofar. So from this pasuk it would seem that the zikoron, we can go back now to our Pasuk in Emma for a moment, and say that Zichron Teruah, comparing it to the Zichron Teruah of the Chatzotzos by Milchoma, would be a Zikoron of great happiness and joy and love. Actually, the Pasuk by the Chatzotzos goes on, not only by the Milchoma, but Uvei Yom Simchaschem Uvei Moadechem, on your Yomim Toivim, which is a time of joy for you, Uvei Roshei Chodsheichem, Usekatem b'chatzotzos, this time it's not a true, it's a tekiah. You should blow a tekiah with your chatzotzos, al oyloisechem v'al zifre shalmechem, over your kobonos, v'hoi elochem l'zikoron lefnei Hashem elokechem, and it should be a zikoron in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once more, what kind of zikoron do we want that the Ribbono Shel Olam should have from us on our yom simchaschem over moadechem? We want him to have a happy memory of us. So very clearly, the Pasha in Baal Oisra, the Pasha of the Chatzotzos, makes clear to us that when zikoron is stimulated through blowing, either the trua or the tekiah, trua by Milchoma, tekiah by Yontef, the zikoron which it is meant to remind Ki'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam is a loving, happy zikoron. So therefore, in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, we must conclude, simply because we have no other way of judging what Zichron Teruah would mean in Emor by Rosh Hashanah. It's a yontif on which you should blow a Zichron Teruah. Now what does that mean? So we go to Baal Oisra, and we see that what it means is that remind Ki'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam of a very, very happy relationship between him and you. Now, obviously, that needs a little bit of thinking, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. A din is not a joke. So here we have the Ribbono Shel Olam remembering us very, very lovingly. But at the same time, the Ramban told us, and we know that it's a Yom HaDin, that Zikoron is also meramis to a very serious and very kilu dangerous and scary matzav of din. So now, how do those two things live together? Now, really, before we can solve that, we need to know a little bit about how tekiahs and teruahs, we've established that they provide and stimulate a remembrance by the Ribbono Shel Olam, well and good. But how do they do that? Why does simply blowing these chatzotzos cause the Ribbono Shel Olam to remember us l'toivo? Is there any connection? So the truth is that when we look at the Pasha in Baal Oisra, we'll see that the original reason to create the Chatzotzos was not to blow them during the Milchama, and was not to blow them on Yontif. It was a completely different function. It was the function of gathering the people in the Midbar, that when the Chatzotzos blew, they blew such a tone, so the people knew what was expected of them. The purpose of the Chatzotzos was v'hoyo l'cho l'mikro ho'eda u'l'masa es ha'machanois. That the purpose of the Chatzaitzres was to call the people. People were spread out over the whole Machane. And when Moshe Rabbeinu needed to talk to them, he had to call them. And therefore he used the Chatzaitzres. When people heard the Chatzaitzres, they would have sirens. Then they had the Chatzaitzres to call the people. Or the Masa Esam, and to send them on their way when there were the Masores, when they started moving from one place to another. So then the Chatzaitzres were also used. Now it's interesting. Then it says, and the two psukim which we learned already. But it's interesting that the Torah does not say, or the Rabbanu Shem did not say to Moshe Rabbeinu, make yourself shtei chatzaitzros lemikra eda ulemasa esam, and to be blown by milchama and to be blown on the Yom Simchasim. Doesn't say that. Apparently, the relationship is like this: that the original making of the chatzaitzros was only lemikra eda ulemasa esam. That's why they were made. Now that we have them, blow them by the milchama. Blow them on Yontif, and they will cause a loving memory to rise up before the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's going on over here? So it seems to me that the answer to our question, namely, how do Chatzaitzres, or the Shofar, how do they generate such a loving zikorin from the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do they do that? What's so great about blowing chatzaitzros or shofars? Why should that make a difference to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So it seems to me that that is part of their function of lemikra ha'edo lemasa esam. So what really is happening is that this wasn't only a midbar-based thing. Come, I need to talk to you. Go to your travels. Of course, the practical necessity was only in the midbar, but the implication of the tkiyas and the truas seem to be determined by that. That when we hear the shofar, now we who don't have the midbar and we don't have the chatzaitzros, but we have the shofar. So when we hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what do we hear? We hear a call to the people and ascending upon our way. In other words, that the shofar has the tafkid of making us aware. Listen, the Ribbono Shel Olam needs you. Come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Come to him. And once you're there, the Ribbono Shel Olam will direct you. And he will tell you the path which you have to follow, the destiny which you have to pursue, and where and what you're supposed to do with your life. So that's the implication of the blowing the shofar, related first cousin to the chatzaitzros. And the purpose of the chatzaitzros was lemikra eda ulemasa esam. And that is really what our shofar also calls out to us and tells us on Rosh Hashanah. So, that we can understand very well would make a very happy zikorin. So now we know what zikorin teruah might possibly mean. Poshet in the pshuta shel mikra, simply by making comparisons to the Pasuk of the Chatzaitzres in Baal Oischa. Now we know what the Torah is telling us, that on the first of Tishrei, you're supposed to blow a shofar, and it will cause a memory to rise before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And at the Pshuta Shel Mikra level, this memory is a very, very happy and loving memory, as it is by the Milchoma, and as it is by the Yom Simchaschem of Moyadechem in Baal Oischa. So where does Mishpat come in? And why is that a Yom HaDin? We can't forget that the Ramban told us that Zikorin is Din. And Din is not an immediate relationship to Simcha. And the immediate thing is Emas HaDin. We're talking about Emas HaDin, Malochim, Yechofezon, Vechilu, Ro'oda, Yechofezon, Yom Ruhinei, Yom HaDin, Lifkoid al Svomorim Vadin, Kilo Yizku Lefanecho Vadin. This is serious business. So, what's going on? If what the Torah is telling us is that on this first day of Tishrei, you're supposed to blow the shofar in order to give the Ribbono Shel Olam the pleasure of your coming to answer his call and to follow his directions, so where does the din come in? So apparently, the answer is that in that joy and in that anticipation lies an implicit din. And that is as follows, that we're coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we hear the shofar, and we come running to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, here we are. What do you want from us? What should we do? Where are we heading? And now the Ribbon Shem wants to start the next process, which is the Masa Esa'am, to tell us where to go. In our case, each individual, each tzibur, each community, we have a direction. The Ribbon Shem has a purpose in having us in his world. So the Ribbon Shem says, Kinderlich, I'd love to send you on your way. And I'd love that you should go out into the world in whatever capacity you are living in the world and be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. It's the week after we learned Kisova last week. And there the Torah tells us the kind of people the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. V'Hashem he'mircho hayoim, the Ribbono Shel Olam appointed you today, lios loiden am, and l'tehillo l'shem l'tefores. Those words are so meaningful. Rambam says, what is l'tehillo l'shem l'tefores? L'tehillo is that all the goyim will praise us. They see that we have a direct access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He answers our tefillos. L'shem will be the hoda, the beauty of a yid, that all the goyim will gasp and say, wow, what a beautiful thing it is to be a yid. We see what a beautiful society they have. They see what beautiful families they have. Well, l'tefores, that it means that it will give us an ascendancy over the goyim. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And we all know that we are very far from that. Unfortunately, we don't experience every time we daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam answers positively. We live in a time of terrible hestoponim. Not so easy to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To say that such a hoda, which wafts around wherever a Jew walks, and that all the goyim will be nishtoimim, what wonderful people we are, it just isn't happening at the moment. It seems that as Klal Yisrael, we're not doing a particularly good job. And so on. It's a very, very, very difficult and trying task to be the kind of yidden that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be. So that's where the din comes in. The Ribbono Shel Olam says to us, Kinderlach, you're coming, and you're asking me to send you on your way to make you my shluchim. Let's see whether you're the kind of shliach whom I want. And that's scary. The real shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the malochim, yechofezon, v'chilurode yechofezon. It's not so easy to be a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that seems to be the shayresh of the din of Rosh Hashanah, meaning that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants is a zichron teruah. He wants that the teruah should bring our memory in front of him in a zichron teruah, like a kind of way. That is what he wants. But that must be preceded with a din. And the Ribbono Shel Olam sits in judgment and looks at us and says, let's see what kind of person you are. Let's see how you spent your last year to see whether I want you, in fact, to send you to the places which I have in mind for you. So this is a sort of a little understanding of the inner workings of the Yom as they come across from the Pshuta Shel Mikra of the Chumash. I want to wish all of you who might have been listening to have a Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva. You, we, in the Torah Kol Amcho Beis Yisrael, we've had very, very sad experiences this past year. We are melumed in many, many sad things. We should hope and pray that the next year is going to be a Shnas Geula of Yeshua. It'll be a time where we can all be happy and holy together. Good Yom Tov all of you, and a Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva.